Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. Today, fantasy football victory. But at what cost? My fantasy football team, called Swamp Gas, moved to a nifty 3-1 on the season with a convincing 125-106 victory over the weekend. The Methane Marauders were led by a couple of LA Charger players this week. In addition to running back Austin Eckler with 24 points, I was able to grab quarterback Philip Rivers off the scrap heap on Friday, dropping quarterback Andy Dalton in the process. That turned out to be a genius move.
Excellent.
Old man Rivers, now 38, chipped in 24 points against the hapless Miami Dolphins defense as the Chargers romped to victory. Now that's the good news. The bad news is that the injury bug hit our team hard again this week. Would you believe that our team suffered 5 injuries this week, including 3 guys with concussions? Here's the Swamp Gas Hospital Ward listing after this week's costly win. First, Jarvis Landry, wide receiver for Cleveland. One of our starting wide receivers was having a career day for us into the third quarter against Baltimore. 167 yards or 16 fantasy points. Unfortunately, Landry suffered a concussion in the third quarter and ended his day. And we are now waiting on a medical report on Jarvis. He may not be available this weekend either. Number 2, Josh Allen, the quarterback for Buffalo. Though we kept him on our bench this week in favor of Philip Rivers due to the favorable matchup against Miami, Josh Allen was playing against New England. Allen suffered a vicious and unnecessary helmet shot from a New England defensive player and was knocked out of the game in the third quarter. According to reports, Allen is in the concussion protocol and likely out for at least the next week. I still can't believe that the New England player wasn't tossed out of the game for such a dirty hit. I'm sure if you saw it, you know what I'm talking about. Number 3 in the walking wounded list is TJ Hockenson, our tight end from Detroit. After scoring a first quarter touchdown for Swamp Gas for the Lions this weekend, Hockenson suffered a concussion and a shoulder injury while attempting to hurdle some tacklers in Detroit's game with Kansas City. Early reports indicated that the shoulder injury, though, may be more problematic for our rookie tight end. Our fourth injury is Devontae Adams, the wide receiver for Green Bay. Like Jarvis Landry, Adams was having a stellar game, 18 points, until he suffered what's called a turf toe injury. Now, despite the odd name, it is very significant for a speedy wide receiver if his foot is unable to push off the field without significant pain. It is painful, and he's considered, at best, week to week. And our fifth walking wounded is running back of the Chargers, Justin Jackson, who we just picked up a week ago after I dropped Deebo Samuels, the wide receiver, after just 1 week. Unfortunately, Jackson injured his calf during practice late last week, and he's going to be out for several weeks, and he is officially expendable. Now, not trying to complain about our rash of newest injuries, but remember, this is the team that lost both of our drafted quarterbacks, Drew Brees of the Saints and Ben Roethlisberger with the Steelers, during week 2 of the season. This rash of injuries over the weekend certainly doesn't make it any easier to field a quality team in the weeks ahead, but that's why your general manager and head coach of this team, me, make the big bucks. Anyway, a reminder, our fantasy football league is played for fun only. No cash. Thank goodness. General manager thoughts for this coming week. Now, our team was decimated by injuries, so this week, 2 of our players, both with Detroit, were also on a bye week rest. Uh-oh, what are we gonna do? Well, the general manager needs to obtain the services of another wide receiver, and we're going to shoot for Green Bay wideout Geronimo. Yes, Geronimo Allison off waivers to cover the loss of our franchise wide receiver Devontae Adams of Green Bay. If so, we'll send Chargers running back Justin Jackson back to the proverbial scrapyard. I have very low expectations for this. At quarterback, yes, I was thrilled to find Philip Rivers of the Chargers available last week, and it did pay huge dividends with his play against the hapless Miami Dolphins Sunday. However, now with Josh Allen of the Bills injured with his concussion injury, Rivers is our only healthy quarterback at the moment. The Chargers will host the 0-4 Denver Broncos this week. Unfortunately, Denver is number 3 in the league against the pass. Could it be time for us to claim the rookie sensation with the mustache, Jacksonville quarterback Gardner Minshew? The Jags play at Carolina this week. Unfortunately, the Panthers sport the number one rated defense against the pass in the league, allowing only 182 yards per game. But I love watching Minshew at work. We need to think about this one before we make a decision. All right, Coach, who are you going to play this week? With our significant injuries, we're going to have to wait until later on this week to see if wide receiver Jarvis Landry with his concussion and Devontae Adams of Green Bay with the turf toe are permitted to play Sunday. We can substitute Jacksonville and former LSU wide receiver DJ Chark into our lineup. We have him on the bench. We grabbed him after week one and have stashed him away for a time just like this. Now, if we need two wide receiver replacements, we'll need to see who the general manager can go find for us this week. At tight end, we're going to be forced to go back to the Saints tight end, Jared Cook, as TJ Hockenson of Detroit is on the bye week and nursing his injuries too. Now, Cook has been a major disappointment for us, but he can redeem himself with a touchdown this week against Tampa Bay for the Saints in the Superdome. Are you listening, Jared? Come through for us. At running back, Le'Veon Bell returns for the Jets this week, coming off his bye week, and the Jets travel to Philadelphia, a very tough place to play. And though Melvin Gordon returns at running back for the Chargers this week, we're going to keep our uber-productive running back Austin Eckler in our starting lineup as he remains such a valuable receiver coming out of the backfield for the Chargers. Swamp Gas is in a tie for second place after 4 weeks in the league. Not too shabby. This week's opponent, well, we'll take our 3-1 record to play my former boss's fantasy football team, known as Red Dye Number 4. His team picked up their first win of the year last weekend, and he would love nothing better than to get his second win in a row over his former employee, me. And now, introducing this week's Walking Wounded starting lineup for your Swamp Gas Methane Marauders. At quarterback, it's Philip Rivers of the Chargers. At wide receiver, as of now, Devontae Adams of Green Bay, Adam Thielen of Minnesota, and we're watching carefully Jarvis Landry of Cleveland. At running back, Le'Veon Bell of the Jets and Carlos Hyde of the Houston Texans. At tight end for Swamp Gas, it's Jared Cook of the Saints. At our flex position, the wide receiver, running back, or tight end, we're going to keep Austin Eckler of the Chargers in the lineup. Our kicking specialist, and he had a great weekend for the Saints, Will Lutz. And our starting defense again this week, the Buffalo Bills. Come back next week and see how our team performs. Let's go, Swamp Gas!